Well, ag and ethanol interests have been imploring EPA to lift the limit of ethanol blended into gasoline from 10% to 15% or more, saying that would really boost ethanol demand now at a very critical time. However,
I don't think that a change to E15 would transform the situation overnight.
Agriculture Department Chief Economist Joe Glauber says transition of gas station pumps and possible underground tanks would take some time, and the transition could be further hindered if EPA only approves the higher blend for late model vehicles.
Then there will have to be E10 available for those older cars, and then E15 potentially available for the more younger cars. So it's not I wouldn't say it's a silver bullet for the constraints that we see ethanol production under right now.
That all being said, the question still remains on when EPA is going to decide on the blend limit, as Larry Elworth with the EPA says the decision is still pending further studies.
What we're dependent on is data from Department of Energy on the testing of vehicles.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.